This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM this morning. I'm Megan Lynch. Do you have go-to phrases that you use when you craft emails? Zero Bounce, an email verification service, analyzes the most overused buzzwords. If you do a lot of reaching out or following up, your email correspondence may be sounding a little stale and canned. And let's not forget the old standard, hope this email finds you well. I spoke with Karina Leslie of Zero Bounce about what else she found out about our digital correspondence.
We're looking at the way people use email. We're looking at digital culture as a whole. We're very interested in seeing how people behave online and how these behaviors change depending on what's going on in the world, you know. I got the idea because I kept seeing these key phrases showing up in my own inbox, and I also found myself using many of them. And I thought, I wonder how often people use these words, these phrases, these buzzwords.
Do we lose the impact of our emails because we are using these things so much?
I think we do. And I'll give you an example. I'm in the middle of hiring a PR freelancer, and I've been getting a lot of applications from people. And the people who don't use these buzzwords, their emails just sound better. They sound more confident, more crisp, easier to read. An email just sounds better when you just get straight to the point and you skip all these cliches. I find that the writing is cleaner and crisper and just reads better.
I was looking at a couple of them that are in the top 10 buzzwords or phrases that seem to get used in emails a lot, and I use two of them a lot. And I even checked myself when I emailed you for this interview. One of them is reaching out, and it looks like that is one of the top ones that people use.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, that didn't surprise me at all. And I'm guilty of it, too. I use reaching out a lot, especially when pitching journalists. And after doing this study, I've become much more aware of that. So I make an effort to skip this buzzword. And guess what? You can absolutely skip it. It's easy. It's actually easy when you make an effort and you think twice and you wonder, you think, just how can I start this email? Could I find a different phrase? Could I just get straight to the point?
What are some of the other buzzwords that you found are used far too often?
Well, number 2 and number 3 are follow up and check in. So they've been used forever, and I think people rely on them because they don't really know what to say. So let's say you email someone and they don't get back to you. A few days later, you want to follow up. So what do you say? It's a safe phrase. It's a safe phrase that people rely on, and they think it's okay. And, you know, it probably is. This study is pretty lighthearted. It's not like our goal wasn't to shame anybody for using these buzzwords, because we've all used them at least once. But if you take a second to think about when you write an email, if you take a second to think, could I maybe use a different phrase here, or could I just ask my question, or just relay that information? It's not that hard to do, and your email will sound better. And another phrase that really surprised me, because I thought this was extinct, was per my last email, which is, it's so funny because we've seen 1,000 memes with this phrase. People make fun of it all the time, but it still shows up in emails. I guess there are still people who use it.
Do you think that we can get more attention for emails if we are more creative? And maybe could you give us some examples of how not to say, for example, reaching out, or I'm following up or checking in, because I know I've used all of those in the past.
Yes, yes, it's true. And again, I use them too. And it's fine. It's fine. It's not a crime to use any of these buzzwords. But when following up with someone, you can just ask the question or maybe make a remark at the beginning of the email. Maybe you saw that person at a conference speaking, or you read an article they wrote or something. You can start with that, and you will get their attention immediately because you're talking about them. You're making it about them and not about you. And then just continue with something like, hey, quick question. I wonder if you got a chance to look at XYZ that I sent you last week. What did you think? That would be an option. And of course, there are many other options.
Do you think this is even more important now as people become suspicious that artificial intelligence might be actually writing some people's emails for them?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And another study we did actually found that nearly 1 in 4 people now use AI to help them write emails. And I do notice that people are using AI a lot more than they used to. And, you know, there are telltale signs. You can kind of tell when someone used AI to write at least a part of their email, and it comes across as inauthentic. It does. Even though the email may be, you know, the email may be perfect, it sounds perfectly fine, but you can feel there's a robotic tone to it. So it is more important, because if you want to stand out in someone's inbox, people get about 112 emails a day. Several studies have shown that. So we're bombarded with emails, and it's hard for someone to get our attention, right? And if you want to stand out, using language that's more human and authentic really, really helps you do that.
Corina, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you as well.
That's Corina Leslie of Zero Bound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.